Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's Box Combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Test these arm a little bit here, and Jake and everyone who comes in.
Tuesday.
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun day here at that. They got Dunk Tank Tuesday. Oh, Dunk Tank.
I'm there.
Set up in the lobby. So every fourth person who comes in has to go on the tank. Has to go on the deal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it could be you.
It's a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser. And they sell tickets. I mean, sell, you know, how many throws do you get like that? And they got it all marked off. But the tank is loaded. You know, it loaded up. It's pretty deep. You're going to go down and under it. It's like 6 feet deep.
Well, that's dangerous.
Ice cold water, too.
Not that cold. It's, okay. It's not miserable. Right. But if you hit the target, boom, splash city.
Oh, my God. Inside, not in the parking.
No, it's inside. It's inside. Can you imagine all of a sudden just trying to do your banking, all of a sudden, whoa!
Baseball.
Katie's down. Oh.
You got to get in your swimming trunks.
You get your trunks on. Yeah, you get, that's why they still have the locker room. So they get going.
It's important to keep that.
So
Dunk Tank Tuesday.
Dunk Tank Tuesday. So it's set up in the lobby.
He's pushing it a little bit on this.
Listen. Yeah, he's
gonna. So if it's every fourth person's at going in, does everybody go in? The bank is making the throws here. Then
the bank and then whoever else is in there also gets a chance to make the throws. Like so, that's how you kind of get it set up.
Yep.
And then if you want to call somebody out like that, you can also call someone out to go into the tank.
Shin Daddy, you're up again. Come on, really?
It's a fundraiser.
That's the important.
Yeah,
thing.
For youth baseball. It's for youth. For the Creighton Youth Baseball.
Not for Columbus Baseball,
but for youth.
For youth baseball.
Yeah. So
it's a great, yeah. It's a great,
so Shin Daddy's helping out with the dunk tank in the lobby.
Nice. In the lobby.
Yes.
It's very elaborate.
Took a long time to fill that baby last
night. I'm sure it did.
They had to run a hose from Walton's Electric over to get it filled up.
Shitty. Yeah.
So it was a lot.
What a fun.
I'm thinking about those who aren't exactly the best throwers that might have an errant throw that could hit somebody banking as well. What the hell what happened?
He's probably got that taken care of. Yeah.
Kind of have a chlorine smell.
Dunk Tank Tuesday.
Don't see it often.
No. Not in the bank.
Not in the bank.
The locker rooms are still there, though. The
locker rooms still there.
So are they long-term at this point, Bill, locker rooms?
Right, it kind of looks like, well, you got to get a place to get your trunks on. So a lot of things going on. Might need to shower. Some of the events you have to shower after. So this is not one of them. But
good take for from Brandon on YouTube says, at this point, Shin Daddy needs to have a live YouTube channel in the bank. Just needs to have it.
Would be a live YouTube
channel. Be very,
kind of like
very high
the
views.
Imagine the streaming going on.
Oh, yeah, I'd be watching that all day.
No, I'd say I like the mystique of him not having it. It's not everything needs to be on YouTube.
Right. It's true. It is true.
Yeah. So I'm pushing back.
They'll be playing loud music on a radio. That'll be part of it. God, not through a speaker America. System, just an AM FM radio.
Yeah. Not yeah.
It should be a fun day at Midwest Bank in Creighton.
In Creighton, Nebraska.
Dunk tank.
Up by Pender. Not really. It's not really by Pender.
Not really
all.
At all.
No.
But you can keep saying that, though. You can will that into
existence.
We've been
over this numerous times. Yes.
We don't need to go over it. Creighton's up there by Norfolk.
Yes.
There we go. Yes. Now we're talking. Oh. Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring. Hour 2, 464-5685, call or text, as always. I don't know if this is a dumb rumor or if it's legitimacy to this, but Greg McElroy, former Alabama quarterback, said on WJOX radio in Birmingham yesterday that he does not think that Nick Saban is officially done coaching. Saban is 73 years old. He's been obviously doing broadcasting since he retired from Alabama and been very popular in that role. But do you guys have any idea or any thoughts that Saban might want to get back into this at 73 years old with the way that NIL and revenue sharing is going on, a little different than when he was dominating college football? Why would he want to get back in right now?
Were you confused by this, by the way? Because McElroy initially said he thought he was, and then he said, no, I don't think he is. I was a little confused.
I do not think there's hardly, I'm saying like a 2% chance of it happening.
2%.
I mean, 73. Could he still do it?
Yes.
Yes, he could. There's no question about it. But that's, you're going to take a job where you pretty much know, hey, we're going to win. We're going to have, he wants to be at the highest level. Those jobs just don't come around a lot.
No.
They don't come around a lot. And then you have that conversation as you're recruiting freshmen. And it's kind of like, okay, so you're 74.
Yeah.
And so when I finish here, you're going to be 78 or 79. I don't see where that is. That's kind of a setback. It would be one of those, it would be hard to look at it for that. If he was 62, yes.
Different story.
Different story.
73.
Okay, so this is where it came from, guys. This is right off the On3 blog. ESPN analyst and former Alabama quarterback Greg McElroy predicted Saban will return to coaching at some point. He said that on his show.
WJOX radio in Birmingham, like I said.
He cited a very much in the know person is the way he characterized it. A very much in the know person who thinks Saban would get back on the sidelines. McElroy said this: if it wasn't someone notable, I would never say a word. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, but that's what everybody was talking about yesterday. I know that it was a big topic there. And Lane Kiffin.
What did he say? I know he chimed in also.
Yeah, Kiffin said. He said, "I did read that. I did read that." He said that earlier today. He said, "I thought it probably." He said, I thought he'd be 1 year in the media, then back. And I kind of thought it might be the NFL just because he's so sharp still. This is Lane Kiffin.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call
Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I just saw something yesterday where he was doing an interview. He's so sharp and has the process so nailed down of how to do it that I almost see it as a waste that he's not coaching.
So he's 73. Pete Carroll, also 73, back with the Raiders as the head coach. Bill Belichick, 73, head coach of Carolina. Yeah. Mac Brown,
how about that, Bill? These guys that are in their 70s just wanting to still work. Really work.
Really work. Yeah. It the one thing that he's done, when he talks about a waste, you have to look at the other side. With Kiffin saying it's not unjust, because it is. When you have that type of a skill set, you'd love to see him connected with players.
And, mm-hmm.
But what Saban is doing, when he talks right now, everyone listens. And in general, if you listen to him on there, he is nothing but information. So you don't think
it's a waste?
So not a waste at all, because what he's doing for the game still. Mm-hmm. I think so. He is making the average fan above average. He's making the elite fan above. Everyone steps up their game. Everyone does. I would bet also that they're better on game day when he walks on the set, because they're like going, you better have your stuff together, or Saban will absolutely. He's not trying to get to. He'd be like, no, that's not how it is. So if you're just making kind 100%, of random comments, so everyone that's involved 100%. With him are still getting better,
mm-hmm.
and so he's kind of reinvented himself.
He has
to be able to do that.
Yeah, Lane did say, no offense to you guys, the media, but what he's. It's kind of a waste what he's doing. He has a big voice.
Yeah, I don't see it as a waste. I understand that.
That makes sense.
A lot of positives out of it. But yeah, when someone can still do it at that level, you kind of wish they were. But then he's probably going to go back and say the same thing. Why did he leave? He said he had whatever 10, 12 conversations in a row, and it was right before a team meeting and stuff, and the door was lined up. What are you going to do for me? How much are you paying me? What am I doing? If not, I'm trying. I mean, that's that whole thing. He likes to coach.
Can't handle that.
He likes to coach. And then when you say,
what about the NFL, though, Bill?
So you go to the NFL, same thing. He's used to having, I'm going to say, when he got to Alabama, after year one, 90% of the time he came on the field with the best team. With the best team.
Not for, that's about right.
For like 16 years, he had the best team 90% of the time. Very few times.
Maybe more than that.
Oh, man. This year, you know, they played 12 games and it was 6-6. Nope. They had a better roster at least 90% of the time.
Does he want to go somewhere and go 7-10?
Because he's done the NFL before.
Yeah.
Saban was Dolphins head coach back in the mid-2000s, right. and it didn't go well.
Did not go
well. Went back to Alabama, LSU, yeah. Miami, to Alabama.
Yeah, legacy. Now you're talking about legacy, too. If he goes and throws a 7-10 somewhere, how does it affect his legacy?
I don't think it would ever affect it. I think it'd just be kind of one of those things. But it's just, you know, so
might
hard.
Might affect it a little bit if it's really bad. You know,
when I talked to him, we were actually one-on-one in his office, and we talked about the NFL. And he said, he was like, Bill, I can't hire the coaches I want to hire because they're all under contract. Mm-hmm. And so I can't get the coach I want. Also, you get 7 picks. You get 1 first-rounder.
Yeah.
And at Alabama, they were getting about like 10 first-rounders every class.
So you don't see it happening.
And so I think for that reason, it would be some. And also,
I don't see it happening.
Also, the reason I won't see it happening, he looks very happy with what he's doing. If he was miserable, like I can't even live with myself because I'm not coaching. If I can't do that, then I'm going to get back in. He looks to me like he's very happy. He laughs.
It's really healthy.
Yeah,
it's really fit.
Fit. He is fit.
For a 73-year-old.
Good point. This is from Tyga on YouTube. Regarding legacy of Nick Saban, if you were to get back in the NFL, like you said, a hypothetical, it says, I don't think it affects legacy. Same thing with Belichick. He's already got all those rings in New England.
Belichick.
This Carolina thing will not affect his legacy if it goes poorly. He's already proven he's the best coach of all time in NFL.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
It just might the way he goes out might be a little different, but
yeah,
he's still
seen
as an incredible coach.
If Saban went to the Browns and coached for 3 years and didn't make the playoffs, had, you know, just kind of 500 record, I think nothing of it.
I think Belichick's friends are worried about his legacy right now, the way things are going. That's what they say. So what are you doing? You have a legacy to think about.
You have way more conversation, though, about that he's not acting like he was his whole life.
Right.
The complete control of the Patriot way. No one says it's just been different with the girlfriend thing has been different. That's the whole storyline. Mm-hmm. There's been, we don't even talk about
football.
No. We don't even talk about Belichick in football. Nothing.
It's the side
story.
Don't
say a word. It's just side story and that's it.
Although it's subsided though, right? It's
gone quiet. Yeah. And obviously there was the thing, everyone can say what they want, but something was said somewhere.
I think so.
Because all of a sudden it went away. It just went from it went from you know, Mach 5 to nothing to nothing, and so there was something by someone that said, "Okay, this has to get under control in some fashion."
So,
I can't see him getting back in the game.
You can't.
No, 73 years old. I mean, what?
So that's,
there's got to be a perfect job for him to take. And what is the perfect job?
I don't know, but that's old. I mean, nothing. It's just old to get back in at 73.
I would say also this one. Okay, let's just say coaching change at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You got Joe Burrow as your quarterback. Oh. A lot of players.
Oh, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. Bengals, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I don't think Saban's going to the University of Cincinnati.
That'd be incredible. that would be amazing.
Satterfield South looks like Saban's coming Saban for an interview.
Big 12, baby. Let's go.
Let's go Bearcats. 12. Let's go Bearcats.
That would be amazing.
That'd be amazing. But all of a sudden, he has a quarterback like that. He might be like going, okay. And I'll think about this for a few years.
How about Washington?
You know, Washington also. Anyway, could be if they had a quarterback. Why did Harbaugh want that job so bad with the Chargers?
Herbert.
Yes.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah. I always want to call him Hey Bear.
Yeah.
Today, 9:05, Kirby, followed by Hugh Freeze, then Josh Heupel, and then Sark. Big day in, where's it at?
Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Big day in Atlanta. Oh, well, and Arch Manning will be there.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
The hype train is out of control. The hype train is out of control. Although.
Although.
Jordan Rodgers. Who's Jordan Rodgers?
We'll talk this more at 8 o'clock. Okay. Can we talk many days
then? Jordan Rodgers is?
Yes.
Who is he?
I think I know.
I don't know who Jordan Rodgers, but he said he's the fifth best quarterback in the SEC. There you go.
I'm gonna hit that at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
When we come back, are there actually 12 elite coaches in the NFL? One outlet thinks so. We'll tell you that next early break in the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.